Hey everyone, it's time for your election news roundup for this week. Like, what? The election's over. For some it is. Unfortunately, for other places, it is, believe me when I say, it is far from over. And that's not to say I don't want it to be over. I want it to be over. We need clarity, though. And that's what's dragging this entire process over. And of course, what you might be hearing, because the media is not going to be telling you this, is that Trump refuses to concede, that he's undermining our democracy, a threat to our democracy, and acting authoritarian and all that, blah, blah, blah. If that were so, the media wouldn't even be on the air, because who would want anyone to criticize them? In every place where you have a dictatorship, they silence the media. And not here. That's not what's ever happened. And in fact, it's quite the opposite, where we have big tech, the mainstream media, and even corporations now, for those of you that have been watching my videos on my show, would know that I've been reporting that I'm even on the hook now with my National Association of Realtors, because I'm a union member there, that they are attempting to silence individuals like me. But anyway, with everything that's been going on, I just want to give you a highlight about all the shenanigans that have happened since last week. Now, I don't want this to be long, so I'm going to be as quick as I can be with the relevant updates, okay? The big one being Georgia. Because last week they announced on Friday that they were going to do a recount, a manual recount, and they were going to re-canvass the votes. And that sounded fantastic, except that they didn't do any of that. All they did was a straight-out recount. And today they announced that the Georgia State Secretary of State, he was going to certify the votes. And the governor, also Republican, just like the Secretary of State, announced that he was going to certify the votes too, but wants an explanation about all the discrepancies and misrepresentations. What is he talking about? The discrepancies and misrepresentations happen to be, why did the vote count stop election night? Where did the dump come from of all of those votes? Why are there irregularities with the systems? How were so many votes misplaced? There were at least 6,000 votes, the majority of them that went to Trump this week that were found. Memory cards. Oh, we forgot to put them into the slot. So how do you know you got all the votes? Not just that. The fact that they didn't, that the election council did not uphold what they would say they were going to do. They were going to have election observers from both sides, as it should be. And they didn't, from the Republicans, and were not recanvassing, as they said. They were actually just recounting. You cannot weed out the illegitimate vote that way. You're just literally recounting. So with the state certifying, they're saying that the votes are going to go to Joe Biden. That still does not mean that there aren't legal challenges that are being brought up. There are. They can challenge those results, because there is legitimate questions about how the vote count was handled, not just with the voting. Now, the reason that's an important point, because that's similar to what's happening in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, where they want to certify the vote in those cases. Some of those cases, they want to certify the vote, which they haven't been able to yet or haven't done so. But there's enough reasonable doubt that even in the case of Michigan, there's a lot going on there, particularly Wayne County, the big one that includes Detroit, where they have not been able to certify the vote. Well, actually, let me rephrase. They certified it and uncertified it. What does that mean? I'll explain in a bit. The thing is, there's a lot of shenanigans going on, and it hasn't been addressed. Meanwhile, the media say there's absolutely no evidence. This has been the most secure election we ever had, despite all the actual irregularities that have happened. And there was no evidence 4 years ago that there was any interference from foreign entities, but for 4 years they said that election was delegitimized or illegitimate by the Democrats and the mainstream media and anybody else from big tech that don't like the Trump administration. But this time, no one wants to look into this. And my only concern, my main concern with all of this happens to be, if Biden won that big, why are you so afraid to have the votes looked at? If he won so big, wouldn't you want the proof to be in the pudding? Look, there it is. He won so big. What else is there to see here? There's no fraud. Instead, we're getting, and this is what I'm getting to, all the irregularities and the craziness that have been happening, including breaking news that happened today. You've probably been hearing about now about Dominion voting. The Dominion voting system, or Dominion systems, is a voting program that calculates votes or tallies them, and it can be easily manipulated. That's not a Republican saying that. Those are Democrats saying that. In fact, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, we had Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, who I far from me to agree with her, had her all her concerns too. And with states rejecting that system, how did other states do, how did they actually implement that system, including the ignorance on Republicans in some of those states to go check the systems like they did in Arizona? They didn't bother even showing up to test the systems that have been raised by concerns by the mainstream media a few years ago. To which now they're saying, come on, it's conspiracy theory, you don't even have to check that. Fact check, it's false. But where's your evidence when you were just complaining about it even a few months ago? So with all this being said, those are the systems mostly in place that have been called into question as to what's been going on because of the glitches that have been proven, particularly 6,000 votes that were switched to Biden that went for Trump, and they would not have been caught had there not been a manual recount by somebody. And then in Michigan, for example, they said, oh, yeah, what happened was they didn't update the system. Like, what do you mean they didn't update the system? Like, well, they forgot to do the software update on the program to get it counted right. Well, okay then. So how many of those 47 counties screwed up? I don't know. It's like, well, why not look into it? Well, because the election's over. No, it's not. It's not. Technically, the election isn't over until mid-December when the Electoral College meets to officially hand out the votes. But the thing is, it's like the idea is like this. When you have an assembly line building vehicles, you have all these pieces in place that are building and assembling the car. And then when the car is ready to be wheeled off the assembly line, you have quality control. Quality control can either send the car back to get fixed or certify it ready to go to the lot for sale. So if there's issues with the quality of that car, they cannot in good conscience let it out of the assembly because there might be problems with it, which they'll eventually recall later. So with what's going on right now, the proof that everybody, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? Well, the evidence is looking at you right in the face. But what they're asking for, they want the specific moment when those votes were switched to prove that they're illegitimate. And because you cannot actually prove that, because in certain states, including Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, the election observers were kicked out. You cannot prove that, but what we can prove is the cover-up. So that's been everywhere that nobody wants to talk about, at least in the mainstream media, because, hey, it's all right. Biden won. This should be a concern. And the fact that a lot of Democrats have been coming forward, even in Nevada, where they are not certifying in certain counties because of the corruption that's happened there. They threw out an entire election in one county. They nullified the whole thing. Those are Democrats, not Republicans. But who's talking about that? Or what's going on in Michigan, where Michigan Democrat whistleblowers are coming out to complain about these things. So what you gotta look at is this. What nobody's really talking about is how brave it is to even speak out about this. This is like I am. I'm basically sacrificing my show to big tech, but this is not a show that I'm doing here. This is on my personal Facebook. I'm passing it everywhere that I can because, well, yeah, I'm speaking my mind here based on actual facts, not conjecture. Because conjecture is conjecture. I'm not even going to go through the rabbit trails of where some of these conspiracies lead. What I can tell you is what's verifiable that has happened. So what's verifiable, like as I mentioned before, observers being kicked out of poll watching, so you cannot verify those votes. And the fact that hundreds of thousands of votes could not be verified by both sides, by the law of elections in those states, including federal law, those votes are null. That means they're voided. You can't count them because you can't verify them. So when you're requesting the recount, and not just the recount, it's about re-canvassing / audit to double check to make sure that these are legitimate, that's a more proper way of getting something proper for an election done. And the fact that there's even any type of resistance towards that, like that's something controversial, is concerning because if there's nothing to hide, why are you refusing to get them counted? Like in the state of Wisconsin, that said, well, you want a recount? $7.9 million upfront wired now if you want this. It's like, well, Trump agreed to about half of that to do just select counties to be counted where the majority of the biggest cases of irregularities happen. Now the question is, will it be a fair recount because Georgia didn't do it right? And Arizona's still counting Nevada? What's taking so long? So look, there's a lot of weird things that have been going on that the media is not covering. They're not telling you, and it's like, oh yeah, they just refusing to concede or whatever. No, we want these things to be out in the open. Look, the biggest concern for me, and I know that you guys know that I'm a Trump supporter. So if I'm a Trump supporter, that means I want Trump to win. Of course I want him to win, especially if he's being cheated out of an election. He's not just him. Half of America is being cheated out of an election if all this is proven in the court of law to be proven true. Now, the court of public opinion, of course, everybody knows, of course, Trump lost fair and square. Never mind that Biden couldn't muster up 20 people per campaign rally. Never mind that he really didn't campaign for about a year. Never mind that the media didn't vet him. And never mind that Republicans actually gained in the House of Representatives, held the Senate, and are gaining in state legislators. And never mind that it was the largest Republican turnout and increase in Hispanic, Black, and Asian votes ever for a Republican. But somehow, even though the red wave was there, the presidency didn't go in that way because maybe those Republicans really hated Trump too. That's what we are being told to believe in all this. And so are the spineless Republicans, because the Republican establishment has been against Trump since even before he got elected the last time. So with all this being said, I just need to know what I'm going to do. Like what I need to prepare myself for if it's a Biden administration, because I run businesses. I need to know what changes I may need to anticipate should, hey, a Biden-Harris administration come in, or a Harris-Biden come in, and they're going to be passing all these taxes that they said they're going to do. So that's really all it comes down to. The big deal for me is if these systems in place are that corrupt, we have an election in Georgia on January 5th, which is imperative. And in Georgia, where a lot of the irregularities have been going on, and CNN and other Democrats encouraging election felonies, telling Democrats to go move to Georgia between now and the end of the year, which is like, what, 6 months? I mean, 6 weeks? So they can register and vote in that runoff election for the two Georgia United States Senate seats. That is election felony. That's outright fraud. And they're out in the public saying this. If it were Republicans doing that, the media would be eating all over them. Like piranhas and sharks ask for blood. Like, oh, look what you're doing. But because Democrats say that, it's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. So Georgia itself is like, whoa. You guys can't just come over here, rent a B&B and whatever, and say you live here. You can't just register like that. So that's what I mean, that there are actual concerns. I want those systems gone because there's so many glitches and irregularities. So in the court, they'll be proven. And like I said before the election and during the election and still now, I believe this is going to land before the Supreme Court. See, the concern that most of everybody should have, because some of you were probably celebrating a couple of weeks ago and forgot about COVID. Like, oh yeah, ding dong, the witch is dead because they say Trump lost. So 2 weeks ago, right? Well, here's the thing. The challenges between then and now, were to re-canvass the votes while you can, to eliminate the illegal votes or the voided votes and count only the ones that count. For example, certain areas of Michigan, like Wayne County, how do you have a place with 0% of voter registration and there's votes counted? You have over 100,000 votes in counties where there's zero voters that have registered. That automatically is null and void. But because nobody wants to look at the votes, now you're telling the courts to weigh this. Throw out these votes or switch the results of the state. That is the big concern, because people are going to hate that. And that's exactly where we're going. Because the evidence holds, if it's proven that all these glitches, that someone was cheating, it's going to be a big deal. Big deal. That's what the media is saying, that Trump wants to steal the election. Biden was going to challenge the election no matter what either. So I said that if Biden wins, this is going to go to the Supreme Court. If Trump wins, this is going to go to the Supreme Court, because both sides were going to challenge him no matter what. Because there was just so much set up for a challenge of the legality of the election. So this is the last thing I'll say, because I got to go. There was a raid a few days ago, about a week ago, in Germany at some tech company to acquire some servers. it didn't get almost any press play, but I paid attention because I'm wondering, what does this have anything to do with what's happening now with the investigations and all that? Trump's campaign had a press conference yesterday that no media wanted to pass. And the only summary you probably heard about it was that Rudy Giuliani was red sweating and he had terrible hair dye, and the reporters were laughing at him. That there was no evidence presented. Yeah, because why are they going to show you, per se, the evidence, especially when they're still collecting it? If you don't have any idea how legality works, it takes a lot to mount a huge case, particularly at this scale that they're asking for. And I know because I've been involved in a lot of legal action. Of course, we want to see the evidence. I want to see the evidence too, but I also know why it's important to keep all your cards close to your chest. That's not to say there isn't any evidence that has been made public. There are affidavits public that is evidence. Witness testimony is evidence, because that will be appearing in the court. So you can go see that. And then the reason that's important, with more and more people coming forward, both Republicans and Democrats, and also independents and all this, but the big deal that Democrats are coming forward to speak about this, because they're putting their lives on the line, quite literally, because what happened in Michigan is egregious. Because in Wayne County, there were four members of the council that had to verify the vote results there. Two Republicans, two Democrats. And they were split half and half. The two Democrats said yes, the two Republicans said no. A couple of hours later, it was unanimous. All four said yes. What happened in between those 2 hours was a Zoom call that was made public to announce, after insulting and doxing and just labeling all these names to those Republicans and publishing their names and addresses publicly to encourage the mob to go out there. Look, you can't hide. Doesn't matter how much the media tries to hide it. You cannot hide the fact that leftist radicals have been the ones perpetuating violence against those they don't agree with. And the mere fact that these people, including a woman that has kids, they published her address publicly. That's a cause for concern. So of course the Republicans were like, oh, yeah, we'll say yes to that. Well, a day later, they rescinded their vote to certify the election and lawyered up, because that's egregious. And the guy that published it, that's on the council in Michigan, needs to be arrested for what he did. How is he not behind bars already? Abraham, what's your face? I forget. So people are being targeted for coming forward. A lot of people have been scared away from fighting the battle. Other people have stepped up. They've already paid a huge price. Some of them had lost their jobs or put on unpaid leave. Look at the whistleblowers from the USPS that's happened in Pennsylvania and other parts. They're not just one whistleblower, multiple whistleblowers. Many people coming forward. They are brave. They're being doxxed as we speak. So this isn't something to be taken lightly. Why would they be risking everything if their livelihoods are already being destroyed? Their reputations are being destroyed. Their families being harassed. They're being threatened with violence, even death, being called traitors and all this. You tell me if that's even worthwhile. Of course it's not. How would you feel you were on the receiving end of all that? You've seen what these leftist radicals do to those they don't agree with. And if you haven't, that's because the media won't show you. It's a damn shame, honestly. So we do need to get to the bottom of all this. That's why the election isn't over. And even before the Electoral College can certify it, if there's enough evidence to show that there's reasonable doubt that this election was legitimate, that's where the big deal is. It's not about proving which votes were not, because that window has basically closed. But that's what we're running out of time, as they say. The evidence needs to be presented. And of course, the big deal is that it needs to be judged by the courts, not the court of public opinion, the actual courts that can hold sway. And the mere fact that we have Secretary of States in certain states, like Pennsylvania, who will refuse to look at anything Trump, and we have certain courts where the judges are literally legislating from the bench, it's an uphill battle that ultimately lands in the Supreme Court. So that's what I've been telling you since the get-go, is it has to be that way. And yeah, look what's happened since the election has been declared over by the media. Big tech has been cracking down even more, and for those of you watching my show have known that now I'm even being targeted by my own association in real estate. There's a lot of craziness because these companies and associations and unions feel emboldened to install a culture change to go their way, and they're being policed by left-wing radicals. I thought we were calling for unity, but what they want is lockstep, rank, file, shut up if you don't agree, and do whatever they tell you to do. That's the unity they're calling for. I'm sorry, No, give me liberty or give me death, as Patrick Henry once said. And that's why I put all my stuff on the line too. It's just sad, you know, it's just really sad. All this doxing that's going on. Yeah. And just to wrap up the thought, because I kind of went on a segue about that server. That server came in full circle that was taken in Frankfort, Georgia, because now that's somehow tied to this election. Now that we found out that this was raided by American forces. This was about a week ago, and it has a lot to do with the fact that several states sent out their vote tally overseas. I didn't know we were outsourcing our elections. What? That is weird. But yeah. I'm not going to address... I'm not going to address anything else in terms of... like what conspiracy theories are out there, because that's not what I'm about. I'm just delivering the news to you and the reality of things about what's going on and what's being perpetuated against the side that didn't vote Biden. And it's just sad and a travesty to see all this happening. But anyway, that's it for this update for your election news roundup. And expect another one next Friday and probably the week after that and the week after that until maybe January. Yeah, because technically anything could happen between now and January 20th before... if it's president like Biden, then before he's sworn in, you can still challenge a lot of things until then. The question is, by then, who's it going to be voting? Is it the Supreme Court that will be challenging the election, or will it be the House of Representatives that will ultimately hold the vote as to who will win? And that's just another complexity that we never ever seen before, but our founding fathers have already put it into Constitution expecting this someday. So go figure. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic that happens to behave like a democracy. So our constitution rules differently than democracy. And the fact that mob rules become majority rule, that should be a concern to anybody. Because mobs should never rule, or else we'll look like Rome. But anyway, that's it for this one. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you in the next one.